Hey, there is, Emma. I believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's father hasn't arrived in Pine Ridge yet, which is probably a good thing, inasmuch as Abner still hasn't summoned enough courage to tell his wife Elizabeth the news that they're soon going to have a visitor. As we look in on the little community, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store still working on this problem, while Grandpappy Spears scans the almanac. Listen.
Yeah, what do you know? What do you know about that?
Now, what, Grandpap?
For the double only sake.
What is it, Grandpap?
Listen to this, Abner. A fellow by the name of Sham from Egypt won the 148-pound weightlifting championship in the two-hands clean and jerk class.
Oh, was that all it is?
Well, it's the truth, Abner. Here it is, right here in the almanac. Read it for yourself.
I don't want to read it, Grandpap. I'm busy doing something else here.
World records in weightlifting. Officially accepted by International Weightlifting Federation. There it is right there in black and ink.
Grandpap, I don't care nothing about that. I'm trying to write a letter here.
Shams of Egypt, 148 pounds, the two-hands clean and jerk class.
What in the world does that mean, a two-hands clean and jerk class?
Well, it just means that he takes hold of a 148-pound weight and jerks it clean up over his head. No, wait a minute there. I got that wrong. 148 pounds is how much a fella himself weighs. Yeah, over here it tells how much he's lifting.
Yeah, Grandpap, I don't care how much he lifted. I told you I'm trying to ride
a letter. He lifted 151 kilos.
151 what?
Kilos or kilos. K-I-L-O-S. I don't even know what they mean myself.
No, me neither. More likely they ain't very heavy, though, if he lifted 151 of them.
Wait a minute. Maybe this will tell how much they'll figure out in town.
Well, you needn't bother about it. I'm trying to write a letter here anyway.
All right, I'll get it for you in just a second.
I don't want to know, Grandpap. I'm busy here.
I'm curious myself, too.
Trying to concentrate.
All right, Jimmy, that figures out a little over 300 pounds. Shams of Egypt can lift over 300 pounds. Do you hear that, Abner? 300 pounds, Shams of Egypt.
Grandpap, I don't care if the feller can lift 3 million pounds.
Well, he done it. It says so right
there. All right, he done it. Let it go. I've done told you I'm trying to write a letter here, and you just keep right on interrupting me.
Well, writing a letter, you say?
Yeah. I wish you'd keep quiet for just a few minutes, Grandpap, and let me get this thing wrote, and then you can read out loud all you want.
I never noticed what you're doing over there. Excuse me. I won't say nothing at all. I'm busy reading here anyway. Won't say a word.
Well, just see that you don't.
Be quiet as a little mouse. Say, that might be something interesting to put in your letter, Abner.
What, my?
Shams of Egypt can lift over 300 pounds, clean and jerk.
Oh, my goodness alive.
And put in there, he just weighs 148 pounds, he says.
Listen, Grandpap, Elizabeth don't care how much Mr. Shams weighs, even if he does come from Egypt.
Elizabeth?
No, she don't care.
You ain't right in a hurry.
Why, sure.
Well, what are you doing a pigeon-toed thing like that for? Elizabeth ain't went nowhere.
I know she ain't.
Charity was talking to her on the phone just before I come over here. Elizabeth's at home, Abner.
Yeah, Grandpap, I know my
I don't know how you could get so mixed up on that.
Well, I've got something to tell her here, and I can't figure out no other way to tell it to her except to just write her a letter, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, that's the stabbing-leggedest thing I ever heard of. You got something to tell your woman? Call her up and tell her.
I've tried that, Grandpap. Been trying, in fact, for 2 or 3 days now, but I just can't stand to bring up the subject.
Well, what subject is it?
Well, Papa's coming to visit us.
Oh, well, that oughtn't to be such an uneasy subject. What's that? Your Papa's coming to visit you? Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Where's Peabody?
Why, sure.
Where's Stonewall Peabody?
That's him.
That varmint.
Now, just a minute, Grandpap. Don't forget you're talking to his son. His own flesh and bones here.
I know, and I sympathize with you, too. When's the old critter going to get here?
Oh, most any day. Now, don't call my Papa a critter, neither, Grandpap. What have you got against him, anyway?
I ain't got nothing against him. He's a fine feller.
Oh.
I don't know anyone human I like better than old Finest Peabody. But I can tell you one thing, I ain't going to sit around the store here and listen to him read out loud all day long.
Nobody ain't asking you to sit around the store.
If there's any one thing I can't stand, it's having somebody read out loud all the time.
Well, Papa, don't do that. Hardly.
And another thing I can't stand is them outlandish stories he's always telling.
Outlandish stories?
Can't believe a word of them.
Oh, yeah, he does exaggerate a little, I'll admit that.
Puts me in mind old Orlo Wormley. One time Orlo Wormley was aiming to swim the Mississippi River upstream.
Now, just a minute, Grandpap. Don't start telling me about Orlo Wormley. I gotta get this letter wrote here before Papa gets here.
Now, that's just plain idiotic, Abner. Writing a letter to your woman when she's right here in the same town
as Grandpap, I know my own business. Don't try to tell me how to do things.
If you had half a brain cell working, you'd call her up on the telephone.
I told you I've been trying my best to tell her for 2 or 3 days, and I just can't bring up the subject. It just won't work.
Oh,
on
sassy friend.
Well, it won't. I can't
tell her. Anytime I couldn't call up my woman and tell her a little thing like that, I'd tar and feather myself and run me out of town. Here, I'll get Elizabeth on the phone for you, and you can talk to her.
Now, just a minute now, Grandpap. Don't you call her up. Now, get away from that telephone, Grandpap.
What are you anyways, Abner? A man or a mouse?
Well, I'm a mouse. A man, but when it comes to the subject of Papa, why, Elizabeth is a mountain lion, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you got to be firm about these things, Abner. Stand up on your hind legs. Be the master.
Yeah, I know you're right. If I just
Hello?
Could,
that's you, Elizabeth?
Oh, my.
Oh, just a minute. The master's got something to tell you. Here, go ahead now, Abner.
Wait a minute now, Grandpa. I tell you, you talk to her a little bit more here. I ain't studied up what to say yet. Give me time to study.
Well, don't study up nothing. Just say it. Tell her. Here, take her receiver.
All right.
Be firm with her.
Yeah. Hello.
Let her know who's the boss.
Elizabeth, this is your man, Abner.
Oh, you're getting off to a bad start there.
Huh? Oh, no, Grandpap meant me. See, I'm the master. Sorter.
Don't say sorter.
Well, huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. I got something to tell you, Elizabeth, and it's, just a minute, Elizabeth. Here, Grandpap, you talk to her.
Why, she ain't my woman. I ain't. My papa ain't coming.
I know she ain't your woman, but talk to her for just a minute.
Go on, get back on the phone.
Well,
I got nothing to say to her.
All right. Hello, Elizabeth. This is your man, Abner.
Oh. Sorting to laugh when you say it, though. That's
he knows my voice, huh? Well, what I wanted to tell you was, how's everything around the place, Elizabeth?
Uh-oh. File it on.
Well, that's good.
Tell her about Papa Abner.
What I called up about, Elizabeth, is, how you feeling?
Oh, for the Lord's sake.
Well, how's the hogs? Huh? No, I ain't trying to break no bad news. Fact is, it's good news. Almost, I think. Well, I'm coming to it. It's,
Keep going, Abner.
Just a minute, Elizabeth. Grandpappy Spears wants to say hello to you. Here, Grandpap.
I don't want to say hello to her.
Well, you got to now. I told her you're going to. Hurt her feelings if you don't. She'll think you ain't speaking to her.
I don't care what she thinks.
Grandpap, here, take this. She's waiting for
you. Give me that flat-footed receipt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Talk to her.
This is Milford.
Doggies.
Yeah. Hello. All right, Abner wants to talk to you again now. Here, Abner, take this thing.
Okay, that was a short hello. You could at least ask her how she was.
I already know how she is. Now, get to the subject this time.
Hello? Elizabeth? Yeah, this is me again. Yeah, well, what I called you up to tell you was, I've just been studying here, and I got to wondering if you don't get lonesome during the daytime with nobody to talk to hardly. Listen to, I reckon I mean.
Hey, stop beating around the brass, Abner.
Just a minute, Elizabeth. I think Grandpap's got something else to say to you. Hold up on. Here, Grandpa.
I ain't got nothing else to say to her.
You said something to me just now.
I was just telling you to stop beating around the brass.
Well, tell her
about your papa coming.
Yeah, tell her anything. I've got to have time to figure this thing out.
I ain't going to talk to her. You get back on the phone there.
Oh, my goodness.
You're trying to drag me into this affair.
Hello, Elizabeth. Grandpap just want to know how you're feeling. Huh? No, I'm feeling all right. No, honest, ain't nothing the matter with me. I just called up to, I just want to ask you if there's anybody sleeping in the spare room now. Yeah, I reckon I do know that, don't I?
Don't tell her that.
Well, what I wanted to tell you, Elizabeth, was, Oh, Elizabeth, a feller named Sham from Egypt win a weightlifting contest and he weighs over 300 pounds. Goodbye. Doggies.
Well, I'll be a monkey's not meat, Uncle. What in the world is the matter with you, Abner?
Grandpap, I just couldn't get myself to tell her that. No way I figured.
Abner, if your brains were dynamite, you wouldn't have enough to ruffle your hair.
Oh, my.
Here I go to all the trouble to get your woman on the phone and... Wait a minute, that's your ring, isn't it?
It might have been. You better answer it for me. I'm too upset to do any more talking right now, Grandpap.
You need a guardian. Hello, this is Jotham Down Store.
Oh,
what do you want?
Couldn't tell her.
Huh? Oh, well, how did you know that? You can always tell, huh? Yeah, well, I'll ask him. Just a minute. Say, Abner.
Yeah, what is it?
It's Elizabeth again.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, she wants to know exactly when you expect your papa to get here.
Huh?